Bless God, bless God. Really thank God for this opportunity tonight to be among God's wonderful people, to be in His presence. I really thank Him for His love towards me, His guidance. I thank God for everyone who is online to listen tonight. And most of all, I bless God for my pastor, who I realize that he's been anointed and appointed by God. I bless God for you and your family, sir, that God will keep you stayed on Him. Tonight, I am giving God a lot of thanks and praises, not only saying it by words, but I want to live that kind of thank you before His presence. Not only saying it, living it, so that it will mean much to my life and to the services of God. I'd like to draw your attention to Psalm, the division of Psalms 34, verse 1 to 3. The division of Psalms 34, verse 1 to 3, and I'll be reading from the NLT in Jesus' name. It says, I will praise the Lord at all times. I will constantly speak His praises. I will boast only in the Lord. Let all who are helpless take heart. Come, let us tell of the Lord's greatness. Let us exalt His name together. Praise the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord Jesus. We'll read again Ruth 1. And verse 1 to verse 18, in the name of Jesus Christ. In the days when the judges ruled in Israel, a severe famine came upon the land. So a man from Bethlehem in Judah left his home and went to live in the country of Moab, taking his wife and two sons with him. The man's name was Elimelech, and his wife was Naomi. Their two sons were Mahlon and Chilion. Chilion, the King James says, but in the NLT says Chilion. They were Ephrates from Bethlehem in the land of Judah. And when they reached Moab, they settled there. Then Elimelech died, and Naomi was left with her two sons. The two sons married Moabite women. One married a woman named Orpha, the other a woman named Ruth. But about 10 years after, both Mahlon and Chilion died. This left Naomi alone with her two sons, without her two sons and her husband. Then Naomi heard in Moab that the Lord had blessed His people in Judah by giving them good crops again. So Naomi and her daughter-in-laws got ready to leave Moab to return to her homeland with her two daughters-in-law. She set out from the place where they had been living, and they took the road that would lead them to Judah, back to Judah. But on the way, Naomi said to her two daughter-in-laws, go back to your mother's home, and may the Lord reward you for your kindness to your husband and to me. May the Lord bless you with the security of another marriage. Then she kissed them goodbye, and they all broke down and wept. No, they said, we want to go with you to your people. But Naomi replied, why should you go on with me? Can I still give birth to other sons who would grow up to be your husbands? No, my daughters, return to your parents' home, for I am too old to marry again. And even if it were possible and I were to get married tonight and bear sons, then what? Would you wait for them to grow up and refuse to marry someone else? No, of course not. My daughters, things are far more better for me than for you, because the Lord himself has raised his fist against me. And again, they wept together. And Orpha kissed her mother-in-law goodbye. But Ruth clung tightly to Naomi. Look, Naomi, she said to her, your sister-in-law has gone back to her people and to her gods. I want you to take note of that word. Your sister-in-law has gone back to her people and to her gods. You should do the same. But Ruth replied, don't ask me to leave you and turn back. Wherever you go, I will go. Wherever you live, I will live. Your people will be my people, and your God will be my God. If ever you die, I will die, and there will I be buried. May the Lord punish me severely if I allow anything but death to separate us. When Naomi saw that Ruth was determined, look at that word, determined to go with her, she said nothing more. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord Jesus. I want to share with you something tonight, which I think is very important to the body, to myself and all of us. The topic I want to use tonight is I will, and I am determined to serve Jesus. I will, and I am determined to serve Jesus. I want you to take a very deep look at the subject tonight. That as a child of God, there are some decisions that we need to make and to take in our lives. And we have to be firm and strong, be courageous, be bold, to look at the enemy at this time and says, I will serve Jesus, and I am determined to worship and serve him and him alone. Praise the Lord Jesus. I look at life in a very simple way. And even now with this pandemic and things going on in this world, I want us as a family to take a good look at our lives. And there are some things that need to be changed. We just got to change them and set ourselves in right order before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, whose name is Jesus. There is a consciousness and a seriousness about life now that everyone must at this time pay it special attention to. We cannot live the way we used to live, do the things we used to do, operate the way we used to operate, and that is fine with God. Doesn't work like that. No beating around the bush when it comes to Jesus now. There's no beating around the bush. There's no babysitting. No one. Don't try to be too cushy with people now and to babysit them. It's not time for that. Everybody need to take a grip of themselves now and change what needs to be changed now. We don't know for tomorrow. We talk about now.
Praise the Lord Jesus. I look at the two texts I read a while ago, and I says, David says in Psalm 34, mighty God. And when you look at verse 1, mighty God, David says, I will. And when you look at that word, I will, praise the Lord at all times, I will. What is it about this I will? Because there are a lot of I will in the Bible, and in our world today, everybody, I will do this, I will do that. But let us look at the word will. It simply means a person's ability to make a decision and to act on them. Everybody needs to make a firm decision at this time for Jesus. And not only to make it or say it, but to act on this decision. Praise the Lord Jesus. A person's ability to make decisions and to act on them. Firm determination, desire, or purpose. You got to determine in your spirit, in your whole being, that guess what? No matter what, I'm going to bless the Lord. I'm going to praise Jesus. I'm going to give my total life and commitment to Jesus. I know some of us have some little hisms and schisms, and people will look at your lifestyle and believe and label you as being a no good. People will label you as a nobody. But guess what? In your spirit and in your life, in your whole being, you determine, I will bless the Lord at all times. Praise the Lord Jesus. A person's ability to make decision and to act on them. I don't care what people thinks about you or what people feels about you. I will praise the Lord at all times. I will constantly speak of his praises. I will boast only in Jesus. I won't boast in the things of this life, because it amounts to nothing at the end of time. I will boast in Jesus. Today we hear the word, I only need Jesus. Mighty God, I'm going to boast in him. I'm going to put my whole being in the hands of Jesus. I'm going to allow Jesus to captivate my life, to take it wherever he wants it to go, to operate in me the way he wants to operate it. Nobody is going to stop this movement in my life. You got to verbalize it in the devil's face and let him realize that, listen, I'm a child of the eternal God. Nobody's going to move my spirit from the way Jesus would have me to be. I am determined, and I will bless Jesus only. Praise the Lord. It's a decision that you need to make within yourself. It's not a decision that somebody helps you with. In one sense, you need to make up in your mind that I'm going to serve Jesus and Jesus only. The word determined. Having or showing a mind firmly made up. We wish we could have some people with a mind so firmly made up that you don't allow others to detour you. No wife, no husband, no children, no workplace, nobody around you, no government system will ever move or shake your desire for Jesus. Having or showing a mind firmly made up. Daniel, look at the situation with the king and said, you know what, king? Live forever. But you see this mind of mine? Yeah, I will, and I am determined in this mind that I'm going to serve God. And even if my God doesn't deliver me, I will. Look at that. A person's ability to make decisions. I will serve Jesus. The three Hebrew boys, they know that fire is hot. They know that some circumstances around fire isn't pleasant. But guess what? We will not bow. King, live forever. But this God that we serve, we cannot fail him. We are determined and we will serve him. We wish we could have some people today who does not go to church because of the clothing and the different things around you, or the car you drive, and because God has blessed you with some things around you. But people who are determined that, listen, if I have to sleep on the ground, but I will not let go hold of this God that I serve. I only need Jesus and Jesus alone. Scripture says, David says, I will. And everybody must have that I will in your spirit, in your psyche, in every year of your life. That I will should be expressed. There are people who come around you many times with negative vibes. You live with people who are so negative that you cannot express your God. But find a way to say, I will bless the Lord at all times. And I am determined to serve only Jesus. Psalm 16 and verse 7 says, I will bless the Lord who guides me. Even at night, my heart instruct me. I know the Lord is always with me. I will not be shaken, for he is right beside me. These are some things that you got to command. Praise the Lord Jesus. When you look at this high will that David's talking about, the Bible says, or not the Bible, but it is said that David look at his flesh. It's look at the whole manhood there. And he says, listen, flesh, because of what I have seen about this God, because all this God operates in the heavenlies and in the atmosphere, David says, I will. I'm commanding my flesh. I'm taking out of me every contrariness. And this flesh got to pull along with spirit. And I will bless God. Praise the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord Jesus. I won't allow anybody to detour my spirit from the true and living God. So David says, I will bless the Lord. Praise the Lord Jesus. Let's go a little further to Psalm 63. Praise the Lord Jesus. Verse 4 and 5. Hear what it says. It says, I will praise you as long as I live. In other words, listen, this body of mine, this flesh of mine, my whole being, will have to follow through as long as I live. I will praise you as long as I live, lifting up my hands to you in prayer. You satisfy me more than the richest feast. So I will praise you with songs of joy. I wish somebody would grab a hold of that. Songs of joy. And whenever the enemy comes around, or those who want to detour your spirit from the true and living God, that something will give you a song to sing in the hours when they think they have you down. But there's a song of joy, a song of peace, a song of tranquility. Find somewhere to go to just meditate and put yourself in the presence of the eternal God, because we will not let go hold of his hand. Praise the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord Jesus. I want to share with you tonight this high will and persons who were determined to follow Jesus. I look at the story that we read about Ruth. Praise the Lord Jesus. And there's a lot of food here that you can just, eat. When you look into the life of Ruth, praise the Lord Jesus. The Bible declares that there was a famine in Bethlehem, Judah. There's a famine about to, take place. And Elimelech realizes that, guess what? I have two sons and my wife. We got to eat and drink. Yes. And he decided without the attention of God that it was necessary to go to Moab and to live a lifestyle there. Praise the Lord. Nothing wrong with going places and doing things differently when God is in the midst of your planning. Nothing wrong in saying, you know what? If I go over there, life will be better for me. But if the attention of God is with you, then go, because God gives proper direction. I've never heard God failing anybody yet. And so he take his wife and his two sons and went to the land of Moab. Well. My thought to us as a body tonight. Make sure when you make some move in your life, God is directing you. Praise the Lord Jesus. Be careful how you left Bethlehem, Judah, for the land of Moab. Be careful, once again, how you left Bethlehem, Judah, for the land of Moab. And I command a third time, be careful how you left Bethlehem, Judah, which is a God-given land of purpose, for the land of Moab. There may be lots of food there in Moab, but there are idols in Moab as well. And their idols are very high too. Praise the Lord Jesus. Going to Moab without direction of God carries a high price. If you should just get up, want to go to some places that God didn't direct you, some places come with idols, and it carries a high price. You are set up to lose some valuable stuff when you step out of the will of God to go to Moab. For example, Elimelech did not seek the attention of God in going to Moab. But he get up one day and he saw famine down the road and just move out with his family, not realizing that God attention should be drawn to what he was doing. And so he moved on to the land of Moab. Not very long as they spread out themselves and begin to enjoy life, the Bible says Elimelech died and Naomi was left with her two sons. That's something we should take note of. It carries a high price, and you will lose valuable stuff when God is not in the midst of your planning. The Bible says, not very long, the two boys married two Moabite women, and they begin to live. Praise the Lord Jesus. They said within a 10-year period, the two boys died and leave the three women alone. Now, Moab carries a high price. Be careful how you leave the land of promise the land of blessing because of few little things, and find yourself in Moab. There's a lot of idols there. Praise the Lord Jesus. And so the Bible says the three women leave, Naomi and her two daughter-in-laws. And she decided, after hearing a sound that the Lord has blessed Bethlehem again, she decided to go back to Judah to enjoy her family and friends again. The Bible says she set out with her two daughter-in-laws, and she was moving on. And Naomi said to them, listen, you know, it's not fair. Stay in your country. Stay with your family. And stay there and enjoy life, because I'm going back and it's okay. I'll be all right. Three ladies kiss each other and begin to cry. And still wanted to go with her, but she insists that they don't come with her, because she's going back to her homeland. Bible says that Orpa kissed her mother-in-law and says, you know what? God bless you. God go with you. So on and so forth. And she said to Ruth, you know, Ruth, your sister-in-law is gone. You go back to enjoy the fellowship of your family. I will go and I'm okay. But Ruth look at the situation, and Ruth look beyond what Naomi was saying and said, listen, there is a real God in Bethlehem, Judah. And I have to make a decision to leave this idol place, or this place of idol, and find myself where the true God lies. The Bible says, she says to her mother-in-law, listen, entreat me not to leave thee. Don't mess me up by saying I should go back. Because listen, anywhere you go, I will go. And anywhere you lodge, I will lodge. I want to live with you. And your people is going to be my people. And your God is going to be my God. Praise the Lord Jesus. You see, there is a difference between two ladies, those two daughter-in-laws. One caught the vision of the real God, and one see it fit to go back to the idols of Moab. You got to understand that we are living a time now where the idol worshiping of people is so high that some get stuck to their idols and can't make a move to get out of what they are into. And some people, believe it or not, they are worshiping with us, they are going along with us, but they were never a part of us. And so we got to be wise. A lot of people don't come out of their Moabitish lifestyle to put themselves into Bethlehem, Judah. But here's a woman who says, listen, I will get out of this thing. And I am determined that your God is going to be my God. And she did not only make the decision to go, but she act upon it by saying, listen, don't even utter another word. I am with you. Praise the Lord Jesus. And so she left everything and was able to go with her mother-in-law. Bible teaches that when Naomi see that she could not convince her, or could not detour her mind, and saw that she was determined with the high will in her spirit, Bible said Naomi stopped talking and they went on their way. We need to stand firm on the premises of the word of God, that somebody who want to detour our spirit will stop from messing around us and go their way. some of us too soft for us Christians. We need to stand firm on the premises of the word of God. I will. And I am determined to serve Jesus. Today's text shake me up a bit, because we don't need anything in our life but Jesus. And so you got to know, be careful how you leave Bethlehem, Judah, for Moab. People of God must tell the enemy, you cannot get me out of this. My mind is made up and my spirit is rejoicing in God, and nothing is going to detour me from the presence of the Lord. I am here to stay with Jesus. I willed and I'm determined that Jesus is the one who I need in my life and no one else. My purpose is for Jesus, no one else. Praise the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord Jesus. You cannot have yourself living in a time like this, wanting people to babysit you in your spiritual life, wanting knickerbocker to be put in your mouth as a child of God after 20 years. You must have that I will, and I am determined, oozing out of your body, so when the enemy see it, he will move away from your presence. You cannot sit at this time looking around like a nobody, but put that I will in your spirit and make a firm decision that you are determined to follow Jesus all the way. Ruth said, entreat me not to leave. Don't tell me to leave. And let me say something to you, brethren and friends. The devil is so cunning that he's using every medium to detour your spirit. And you got to be firm and be wise to know that, listen, I see every move you make and every step you take. And devil, you won't have me and you won't take me out of this, because my decision is to follow Jesus all the way. Praise the Lord Jesus. Something we have to look at, and look at how men of old were determined. I cannot stop talking about Daniel and the three Hebrew boys. I always, even sometimes I just muse on the word of God and muse on their lifestyle. Daniel realized that lion bites. And lion don't play when they are hungry. They just need food. And that's a place where the king wanted the man of God to be if he does not obey his order. And Daniel was able to stand firm and says, you know what? My will is in God. And I find out that this God is not a failing God. I am determined to live and serve him even to death. And Daniel stand up and says, you know what? King live forever, but I can't bow to this condition. In our lifestyle as Christians, we bow too easily. We give up too easily. A little pain and you take your thoughts off of the things of God. A little thing happen in your life, the behavior of your children might be out of whack, and you says, God, where are you? You got to determine that, listen, is the enemy setting up a trick for you to fall low in your spiritual life? And so when you fall low in your spiritual life, the whole movements of your life as a child of God becomes dampened by what the enemy has done. Well, we are determined and we will serve Jesus only. Praise the Lord Jesus. Let us look at that scripture here. Acts 21 verse 8 to 14. Acts chapter 21, verse 4 to 18, verse 8 to 14. And I'm still in the NLT because I just like some way the NLT put some things here. It says, the next day we went to Caesarea, stayed at the home of Philip the evangelist. One of the seven men who had been chosen to distribute food. He had four unmarried daughters who had the gift of prophecy. Several days later, a man named Agabus, who also had the gift of prophecy, arrived from Judea. He came over, took Paul's belt, and bound his own feet and hands with it. Then he said, the Holy Spirit declares, so shall the owner of this belt be bound by the Jewish leaders in Jerusalem and turned over to the Gentiles. When we heard this, we and the local believers all begged Paul not to go to Jerusalem. But he said, mighty God, look at this. But he said, why all this weeping? You are breaking my heart. I am ready not only to be jailed at Jerusalem, but even to die for the sake of the Lord Jesus. When it was clear that they couldn't persuade him, we gave up and said, the Lord's will be done. This is Paul and one of his missionary journey. Decided that he was going to Jerusalem. And so, as a man of God, you know Paul don't play games. He's a man who is always determined. Because, you see, there's a difference when you know God. When you have an encounter with God. When you have a personal interaction with God, there's a difference when you see God working in your life and not just hearing about him. There's a difference when you can talk God in some areas of your life and see him coming through for you. I am saying this to believers tonight. There's a difference if you don't have any contact with God, you better seek to have a contact, a personal relationship with God. Because you see, this relationship with God is not you and another person, it's you personally and your God. And that is what people killing other people for. This is what people fighting over in the spiritual realm. People don't like to see you move in God. People don't want to see you operate in God. People don't want to see you manifest God. Oh, God Almighty. People just don't want to see you and your God in proper relationship. So they do many things to disturb this kind of relationship that is going on. And you must be wise and sensitive. That is a devil's trap. God give you maybe 5 children or 2 children or 1 child. And things are so beautiful. But at certain point, if you're not careful, the same nice, cushy lifestyle with your children turned out to be something that caused you to drop your spiritual anchor that is in Christ. Be careful. Get that I will out there and live that I will, that people can see that you are determined, that you will not be shaken by what the enemy have to say and do, but I will stand for Christ because I only need Jesus and Jesus alone. The Bible says Paul was on his missionary journey, and here it says he came to the home of Philip the evangelist, who had some daughters. And these daughters were clean unmarried girls, and they have the gift of prophecy. Pays to live clean anyways for God. Pays to live a life so that God can use you. Pays to wait on God. But it pays to have that I will in your spirit. And I am determined. Bible says, while he was there, there's a prophet by the name of Haggabus. He'd prophesy and he came down from Judea. He says he came and he took Paul's belt and bound his hands and feet, his own hands and feet. In other words, let's just use the word, he tied up himself with Paul's belt and tied up his hands and feet and says, so shall the owner of this belt be bound by the Jewish leaders in Jerusalem and turned over to the Gentiles. When Paul heard this, we and the local believers are begged Paul not to go to Jerusalem. In other words, here is this man on a mission. You know, I'm feeling something right now. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. When they heard this, we and the local believers begged Paul not to go to Jerusalem. But he said, why all this weeping? You are breaking my heart. I am not ready. I am ready not only to be jailed at Jerusalem, but even to die for the sake of the Lord Jesus. I want to tell you something tonight. I want to tell you something tonight as children of God. And even those of you who are not baptized, but you are online, those of you who are not filled, but you are online listening to this message. Paul was looking at Agabus, bounding himself, wrapping up himself. And the truth about what he said the Holy Spirit declares that the owner of this belt that I am wrapping up myself with is going to go to Jerusalem and be bound just the same way and be jailed and sent to the Gentiles. And so many things that's going to happen. And the believers, look at this word tonight, tonight, tonight. When we heard this, we and the local believers are begged Paul not to go to Jerusalem. I am saying tonight, you got to go by the vision of Christ and not after the local believers who are not tapping into the will of God. There are some moves that you have to make spiritually. Forget believers who think they know Christ and think they're worshiping God and go by the direction of God. We heard this. We and the local believers all begged Paul not to go on to Jerusalem. And Paul said, listen, why are you guys breaking my heart and causing this weeping and mourning after me going to Jerusalem? They love Paul so much. But Paul says, listen, there's a work to be done in Jerusalem. And nobody gonna detour this work. I know and I hear what the Spirit says. And I'm not going against the Spirit. But the Spirit didn't say I should not go. It only declares what is gonna happen when I reach there. So I will go. I wonder if somebody catch the message. The Spirit did not say don't go, Paul. But it says to Paul, you are gonna be inflicted with wounds, you're gonna be bound, you're gonna put in prison because of the decision you make. But guess what? Paul says, I have to go because God didn't say don't go. So the Bible says when they realized that they couldn't change the mindset of the high will and I'm determined, The Bible said they leave him alone and said, let the Lord's will be done. I wish I could have somebody who understand the word tonight. That there are people who will detour your spirit from the true and living God. There are people who will detour your spirit from worshiping God. There are people who will cause you to be cushioning the things that God wants you to expose. Don't listen to them. If it rests in your spirit, resignate in your spirit that you should be baptized in Jesus' name, go and do it and don't listen to those who say don't. Let that I will and I'm determined rest in your spirit and go along with the Spirit of God. Praise the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord Jesus. I will and I'm determined that nobody's going to turn my way from Christ to something else. Moab look good, I must admit. Moab have all the things that looks cushy and nice. But in Moab, there are idols and false worship and false life of living. And I won't be a part of it. Just like Canada, beautiful country, nice country. You can excel to the highest height, but it comes with some idols. And it comes with a lifestyle that is not right for some of us. And some of us get carried away by the lifestyle of Canadians. And so we push that lifestyle and it's dampening the spirit of God. And we don't mind if we pass it on to other people, so that they can become like us. Don't let people call you out with your spirit that God has given unto you. Stand up, rise up, and demonstrate God as God would have you to demonstrate. Praise the Lord Jesus. Acts 20, 22 to 24. Acts 20, verse 22, 24. Paul here, and know I am bound by the Spirit to go to Jerusalem. I don't know what awaits me except the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit tells me in city after city that jail and suffering lie ahead. But my life is worth nothing to me unless I use it for finishing the work assigned me by the Lord Jesus. The work of telling others the good news about the wonderful grace of God. Here we go again with Paul. He's going to Jerusalem now. Everything is set up. Said, I'm going bound by the Spirit to go to Jerusalem. I don't know what awaits me, except when I look and when the Spirit revealed to me, he says, tells me in the city, in other words, city by city, that jail and suffering lies ahead. But my life is worth nothing to me unless I use it for the finishing, for finishing the work assigned by me, by the Lord Jesus. I want you to check the scripture as well. And now I go bound by the Spirit. Spirit is saying something to me. I'm going to Jerusalem and the Spirit is talking to me. It is manifesting to me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Spirit is manifesting to me as I go to Jerusalem. I don't know what is going to happen to me. I don't know what's waiting me except the Holy Ghost tells me in city after city that jail and suffering lies ahead. In other words, I'm going there. And I'm bound in the spirit. I'm wrapped up in the spirit with the direction I'm going. And then the spirit is saying to me, city by city, jail and suffering lies ahead. The spirit didn't say, don't go. The spirit said, they are there waiting. But he said, if I don't go, my life is worth nothing to me unless I use it for finishing the work assigned to me by Jesus Christ. In other words, there's a work to be done in Jerusalem, and Jesus would have told me, don't go, if he wanted me to. But he showed me what is going to happen. I'm going to use the wisdom of God and the I will, and I'm determined. Oh, God. I'm going to use that determination to do what God wants me to do. Only a mature person, God, could take that step, knowing that something's going to happen, and yet I'm going because I want to finish the work of God. Don't let nobody destroy your spirit. God says so, go in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth and leave people alone. People want to destroy your spirit. People want to take you out of the perfect will of God. That is why so many things are happening in Christendom. Too much instructors with the wrong instruction telling you what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. And God is left out of the picture. Too much. But let this I will rest in your spirit and in your determination. Put Jesus in front of you and move on in Jesus' name. Too much instructors. Too much visionary without no vision. Thank you, Jesus. And more than all, there are too much people who don't like what God is doing in your life, and they try their best, being used by the devil to detour your spirit. Some people even make you feel uncomfortable as a child of God. You can't get to function the way you want to function because every time you move with them, there's that uncomfortable movement and your spirit is dampened. Stand firm on the premises of the word of God. I will. And I am determined to serve Jesus. This I will rest in my spirit. You can't shake me. You can't move me. No demonic forces from hell. Holy Ghost is going to change me from my determination of serving Jesus. I have my ability to make my own decision, and I'm going to hack them out. In the presence of the living God, I will serve Jesus. Give you one more scripture before I close off. Not even so much scripture, but there were four men who was at the city gate, kicked out of the city because of leprosy. And when you have leprosy, you couldn't associate with the city or the society. You have to be exempt from society. And these four lepers was at the city gate, and they were saying, if we go down to the Aramean army, they're going to kill us. For sure, they're going to kill us. And if we stay at the city gate, we have no food. We're going to die anyways. So we have a decision to make. It's either that we're going to take bad man's train and go down to the Aramean army, and when they see us with leprosy, they will run away and we get some food. Or we're going to stay where we are at the city gate and die for hunger. In any way, they say we're going to die anyways. Let me tell you something. You better make up your mind to serve Jesus, because guess what? You can't stop hell or heaven anyways. you're going to one of these places, either hell or heaven. Make up your mind to serve Jesus only, because there's life after this life. And so the four men decided and make a firm grip on their decision and their determination that we're going down to the Aramean army to find food, because we must live. God worked it so miraculously that when they were going down, the Aramean run away from the camp, left their horses and the food and everything, their tents, and flee like crazy. It was only four men, but they thought it was an army that the Israelis hired other nations to fight against them. But it was four men with a decision made where God is concerned. And so they were able to get food, clothing, and everything that they needed. They said, listen, we cannot take this all for ourselves. We got to go back to the Israeli people and show them that, listen, there's a lot of things here because the Aramean army has left everything. And so Israel got itself together, go down to check out everything, and was able to find everything they possibly need to live their life comfortable. I want to tell you something. This decision was really a tough one. There's an army down there. And if we go down there, we are sure they're going to shoot their arrows and kill us. But guess what? If we don't take our chance, we're going to die anyways. So they say, let's go. Wish we could have some people in Christendom who would say, you know what? I'm not going to give up. I'm going to stay with God. Even if it costs my life, even if it costs death, even if it costs me everything I have, if it costs my family, if it costs my job. But this Jesus, I need him more than ever. This Jesus, I want him in my life more than ever. This Jesus, I cannot take one step without this Jesus in my life. Jesus is my life. He's my deliverer, my source of survival, my hope, my healer, my strength, my forgiver. Oh God, everything I need sits right in Jesus. And tonight, I am determined and I will serve him. I am not going to let the move of Moab, the things of this life, detour me from my God. I am going to live for him. I know some people live some kind of lifestyle, one lifestyle before people, and another lifestyle when they are on their own, another lifestyle in the workplace. But you got to make up your mind and make a decision now. I'm going to live for Jesus only. Praise the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord Jesus. You got to make a personal decision and determine, have a firm desire that you're going to put your hands in the hands of Jesus. Some of you may not be saved. Some of you are waiting on certain things to be saved. My thing is, make that I will a priority tonight, that I will serve Jesus, and I'm determined to give everything over unto him. It's so sweet and nice to say I'll give everything to Jesus, but to do it is another thing. Will is a person, is your person's ability to make a decision and to act on them. So hear what? You're going to make that decision and act on it right now that I'm going to give total commitment to Jesus. I want to be saved. I don't want to be cast into the lake of fire. I want Jesus to be the director of my life. And wisdom would tell me that this Jesus thing is not a sliding on a block of ice. It comes with some challenges, but guess what? I'm willing to go through with Jesus all the way. Determination, having or showing a mind firmly made up. It would be surprised if I tell you that there are some people who in Christendom right now, their mind is not properly made up or firmly made up to follow Jesus. You can't tell me your mind is made up and you give so much trouble in Christendom. No. You can't tell me your mind is made up and you cause other people to be failing God. You're causing other people to be walking away from the presence of God. Say tonight as I close, Paul says, stop your weeping, stop your mourning, because my life will worth nothing if I don't follow through with what Jesus wants me to do. My life will make no sense if I don't follow through with what Jesus wants me to do and want me to say. And I'm determined, and it is my will that I will continue with him. Stop playing games. It's not time for babysitting. It's time to make a firm decision that I will, and I'm determined to serve Jesus all the way. It will get rough sometimes. There are challenges as we face each day as a child of God. But let us follow the steps of David. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. He said, my soul shall make her boast in the Lord. In other words, I'm going to boast about this Jesus. Kill me. Do anything you want to do with me. I'm going to boast about this Jesus. You see, it's only people who have an encounter with some situation in their life can talk like this. And I'm proud that I can talk like this. It was me who lay in the hospital bed, looking at the four walls, and asking God, where do we go from here? It was me who feel the pains and the agony, and have to be making up in my mind, God, I have to go through with you. It was Brother Brown who stand up in the washroom at Toronto General Hospital, feeling a pain in my stomach that I cannot deal with. And have to find the God of heaven, whose name is Jesus, and said, Jesus, come to my rescue. And he takes the pain from one side of my stomach to the other side and hoos it out of my body. It was me who have that experience. Yet I see conditions and situations where people want me to detour from the true and living God. How can I step away from the presence of my Lord? Thank you, Jesus. I don't need nobody else but Jesus. And I'm determined and I will bless God with everything that it takes tonight and onward until death, and even death, Jesus will see me through. I don't need friends. I just need Jesus. I just need Jesus. And I will, and I'm determined to go with him all the way. God bless you tonight. God bless you. God bless you.